These are the sounds of time. They can become a scrapbook of great events, great men, or great music. Or they can form a lasting record of your own personal world of sound. Whatever your choice, now you own the Grundig. You've got it taped.
The sweet sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said.
This is Bob Monkhouse introducing you to your Grundig. This show has been specially taped for you to bring you tape tips, hints on how to get the best out of your Grundig, plus all kinds of micro fun where we take the mic out of recording and show you some of the stunts you can do with your new machine. We have some sound ideas, ways in which Grundig can help you, and some magnetic personalities, recording stars who found that tape recording in the home can give you the world. There's music and mirth and microphone magic in store, so let's get a move on, shall we, as we introduce the world's sweetest clarinet and a keen home recording sound.
Hey, not that much of a move on. I sound like a runaway chipmunk. Please don't adjust your set. We'll slow down with the world's sweetest clarinet.
Ack, give us a track. Tearful sound from Acker. Still, there's no use crying over spilt milk. Thank you. That's another good thing about tape recording. You can put in your own laughs. This is the Grundig plant in Northern Ireland, the largest tape recording manufacturing center in the United Kingdom. Here, your Grundig was assembled by specialists, precision engineered to give you the finest recording instrument of its kind in the world. The Grundig experts want you to enjoy this machine to the full. So here, in sound, is a simple checklist of vital points to give you maximum results.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ouch. Checkpoint 1, don't over-record. The moving coil microphone supplied with your Grundig is of very high quality and it's highly sensitive. That gives the best results, but take a minute or two to experiment to find your best volume level. Of course, if your Grundig is a model TK-18L or TK-23L, then the recording volume is automatically adjusted for you. Now, about that mic. you'll find that when you hold it too close...
One, two, three, four, five...
Your voice is muffled, lacking brilliance. About a foot away is the ideal distance for your mic. Or, if you want to sound like a great lover and move in close, speak into it sideways.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, baby.
Yeah. Checkpoint 2, keep it clean. That is, keep your tape and your playback or recording head clean. The better the contact between tape and head, the better the sound. You'll find easy cleaning suggestions in your instruction book. Remember, dust and dirt can cause a woolly recording.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It can choke you, too. Checkpoint 3. When you put the tape on the machine, make sure it's held tight in a straight line and drop straight down into the sound channel. Otherwise... That's right. That's wrong. You won't be getting through at all. We'll come back later with more tape tips, but be sure of one thing. You now own the most highly perfected home recorder of its kind available. She's a beautiful thing. But, like every woman, you've got to treat her right. And if you do, she'll give you everything she's got. Like this. Demonstrating the beauty and range of sound reproduction on your Grundig, George Weldon conducts the Philharmonia Orchestra in the thrilling music of Dvorak's Overture Carnival. From popular classic to classical pop. And if you're in party mood, let's take a few inches to show how your Grundig can be the perfect party mixer. Of course, it can give you the ideal continuous mood music for background sound because you can select your own program. As for those party games, there's real audience participation when a Grundig provides the fun. You can make your own quiz by collecting curious sounds, mixing the genuine with the phony. For instance, can you identify these sounds? I'll give you the answers in just a moment. Number one. Number two. Number three. Tricky one, eh? Number four. Now let's try your score. Number one sounds like marching feet, but it's really only a tinful of nails being waved to and fro near the microphone. Number two suggests a forest fire. But in fact, you can do it by rustling any piece of cellophane. Then there's number three. That's a man taking a long run on a short pier. What else? Number four could have been a ping-pong game, but it wasn't. It was a pong-ping game. We played it backwards. Aren't you glad you can wipe your tape clean and re-record? Collecting sound oddities is only one of the hundreds of party stunts made possible by your Grundig, like tape consequences. Just show each guest how to stop and start your Grundig and how to hold the mic about 12 inches from their lips. Then set to record at an average level for speech and send each of them, one at a time, into the room alone with the recorder. The first has an agreed line to start the story, like,
"One day, George found one under the blankets."
And give him 1 minute to tell his part of the story from there. When he returns, he repeats the last line of his chapter to the next contestant, who goes out to the Grundig and carries on with the story, with only that one line as a clue to what's happened before. By the end of the tale, when everyone's had a go, you'll have a recording of tape consequences that's sure to cause big laughs and red faces. But don't blame me for the consequences. No, those aren't the consequences. That's a whole banquet of turkeys introducing a fascinating sidelight on the world of Grundig. Here's the story from Grundig reporter Doug Stanley.
It seems that turkeys get restless in the calm of the night. They stampede, scratch, and bruise themselves, and tattered turkeys are still hanging around the butcher shops on New Year's Day. They don't have that happy Yuletide look. So a certain farmer in Kent bought himself a deluxe Grundig, and through the dark hours, his turkeys remain happy and contented as they listen to non-stop melodies to grow fat by, and the farmer's voice murmuring, "There, there, good turkey." He now has 4,000 birds, and they're all satisfied.
I know a sheik in Arabia who's trying to solve the same problem. It's killing him. We're coming to the end of the first half of this Grundig tape show, and then you'll have to change over the spools to hear the second half. Now, don't get flustered. It's really quite easy. As soon as the tape has wound completely off the left spool, you should press the stop key. Then change round the spools, remembering that the full spool will have to be turned over. When you've got the spools on their spindles, gently pull the red-colored leader tape from the full spool, place it carefully into the sound channel. Make sure you hold the tape fairly taut and straight when you do this. Next, wind the red leader onto the empty spool. Then you'll be ready for the second half of this show as soon as you press the playback key. So join us on the other side of our Grundig Roundabout, won't you, to meet the stars, hear some swinging music, and learn more about the fascinating world of sound made possible by your Grundig. Congratulations, you did it. And welcome to the second half of Grundig's Roundup of Sound. The sounds of the home, the sound of the stars, and the sound of music. Once you've got to know your Grundig well, you'll find it will serve you like the slave of the lamp served Aladdin. But wait a minute, even Aladdin had to learn how the lamp worked. So let's wind back to what I was saying just now. Once you've got to know your Grundig well, you'll find...
Yes,
let's take time out to fill in a few more facts about your new possession. A stop press news report on this marvelous machine called Grundig. First, how does your Grundig work?
The microphone converts sound waves into electrical waves. These are boosted by the recorder and turned into magnetic waves, which magnetize the tape when this is going through the machine. To playback, the magnetism on the tape is turned into electrical waves, which again are boosted by the recorder to feed the loudspeaker. This turns the electrical waves into sound waves so that you can hear them. Simple, isn't it?
No, but then I am. Next. Where can you use your Grundig?
Anywhere and everywhere. You can record receptions, family celebrations, or even weddings. On holidays abroad or at home, you can record soundtracks to match your film or color slideshows to recapture the thrills and memories of faraway places.
even the sound of the waiting room at the airport, which is where I seem to spend most of my holidays. Here's more ways in which your Grundig can serve you.
Amateur Dramatics.
You can record the whole show, use it for rehearsal, or build your own library of sound effects.
Talking books.
For invalids or old folk, tape-recorded stories, poems, or plays can give so much pleasure, particularly if the voices are those of people they know and love.
Competitions.
Every year, big money prizes are won by amateurs from all over the world who send in their own tape entries to the National Tape Recording Competition. You can get full details from the address that I'll give you at the end of the show.
Tape letters.
Instead of writing a letter, send a recording of your voice. At Christmas, birthdays, or when you're far away, the sound of a familiar voice can mean so much.
Schools.
This year, Grundig arranged a tape recording contest for schools. Hundreds of children competed with poems and playlets. The prize? 3 Grundig tape recorders and diplomas for the winning schools.
Teaching languages.
Grundig have supplied Hull University with a new language laboratory where 40 machines assist lecturers and students to record articles, exercises, and dialects.
Family album.
Ah, family album. That brings up a whole new subject.
If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I had you. Sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, on the screen the moment you came in view.
A family album. The words suggest a set of faded photographs, silent and still. But precious memories can spring to life again through the magic of magnetic recording. And you can start assembling your own living record of the past. An intimate collection of memories, voices, laughter, and sounds from the life you live that time can never erase. Years ago, I recorded my daughter's first efforts to speak and my last conversation with someone whose memory is dear to me. Those sounds are worth 1,000 pictures to me now. Take my word for it, it's worth starting right away, making your own museum of memories. Memories that are yours at the touch of a button. You wouldn't think that recording was played over the phone from London to Sydney, Australia, at a telephone cost of £6 per minute for 15 minutes, would you? Well, it's big business talk, too. Let's slow it down and see what it says. Seaport price 17 and 10 at 50 shillings to price, 17 and 11 at 95 shillings, percentage change plus 90. Chamberlain Group from 8 and 6 to 7 and 3, percentage change minus. Speaking at that normal speed, the phone call would have cost over £200. But more than £100 has been saved by recording on a Grundig multi-speed recorder at slow speed and playing back at high speed over the telephone. In Australia, the process is simply reversed, and the Grundig delivers its vital business information at a saving greater than the cost of the recording machine itself. Just another example of the million ways a Grundig serves its owner. And if you're not interested in finance, maybe you're interested in fun.
And so I say to you all that I am confident of the year ahead. Only a fool expects something for nothing. And anyone listening to my voice knows that a business is a bigger one, only through work and dedication. So you can all take a note that the running of our firm ensures a jump in profits only while we head for the nearest shore and row together over the troubled lake of international affairs.
Got that recorded. Now, out with your scissors and splicing tape, and you can let that old bore know just how daft he really sounds.
And so I say to you all that I am a fool, and anyone listening to my voice is a bigger one. So you can all take a running jump in the nearest lake.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, baby, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And now the years gone by, I'm not so self-assured, baby. I find I changed my mind and open up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right. Help me get my feet back on. Won't you please tell me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways, baby. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. And every now and then I feel so insecure. I know I just need you like I never done before. Oh, help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please?
One of the world's most popular singing stars found her sound by experimental home recording. Let's take our roving Grundig mic and call in on Alma Cogan. Have you got a tape recorder at home?
Not only one, Bob, but three.
Did you start by tape recording yourself?
No, not actually. We used to have sort of games of improvisation and sort of plays at home, you know, with Mum playing the Wicked Mother and my sister playing a kidnapped child and me playing the kidnapper.
Have you still got those tapes?
Yes, Bob, but you'll never hear them.
I see. But they're great for Christmas time, I expect.
Mm.
How did you feel the very first time you ever heard yourself recorded?
Well, the recording was a success, but I thought I was awful.
Do you still find you have use for the tape recorder in your home?
Oh, yes, because so many people send me songs on tape, and which is a marvelous idea, which I encourage, you know, because this way I can just pop them on the tape machine and listen at my leisure.
You know, many famous careers have started with a home recorder like yours. That first date with a disc might never have happened, but for a combination of talent and tape. How many of these voices can you identify on the Grundig Record Roundup?
It's a very long story. Very, very, very long.
Here we go with I Only Want to Be With You.
I think they're lovely, the Beatles.
You were called the harmonicord.
Yes, I was. Singing and shouting.
How's your score? Just as a matter of record, you heard the following stars in this order. Brooke Benton, Dusty Springfield, Dora Bryan, The Bachelors, and Brian Poole of the Tremolos. Great names of show business. But let's reel out some final tips about the biggest name in home recording, Grundig. Your instruction book will tell you all you need to know about the operation of this machine, but just for safety, let's underline a few vital points. First, acoustics.
When recording, always remember that the acoustics of the room play an important part. Whenever you use the microphone, soft furnishings, drawn curtains, and a carpet help to give you a more studio-like atmosphere. The lack of them can make your recordings sound as if they've been taken in a bathroom.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Once in a while, a tape recorder may require some adjustment or service. Usually, this is a very simple matter, and your Grundig dealer will do this for you. Whenever you open the machine yourself, make quite sure that you've unplugged its mains lead.
Yeah,
I see what you mean there, too. Finally, accessories.
Grundig make quite a number of tape recorder accessories. You can get them from your dealer. But if you need anything out of the ordinary, then please ask him to contact the technical department of Grundig, Great Britain Limited, who will be pleased to assist him and you. For example, you can use your tape recorder with an automatic slide change adapter, and with the four-track models, you can make two separate synchronized recordings. Also available is a whole range of different types of connecting leads, leads to extend the microphone cable, and special earphones for listening in privacy.
Of course, Grundig make a full range of tapes of different sizes, and you will find tape recording fully explained in an easy-to-understand book called The Grundig Book, and published by Foco Press. Grundig can supply this to you direct if you send 15 and sixpence to Grundig, Great Britain Limited, London, Southeast 26. Don't forget that Grundig also make a full range of radios, radiograms, and dictating machines of a very high specification. Please ask your Grundig dealer for further details.
Oh, yes, and about that national tape recording competition. For all the details, write to Margaret Dixon, care of Grundig, London, SE 26. Now, let's see, did we forget anything?
Only the tie, Bob. You have about 15 feet of tape left.
Thanks, Doug. Well, there's nothing left for me to do except to say that this is Bob Monkhouse speaking for Grundig and wishing you a wonderful time with your new recorder. Good listening, good recording, and good times. And since music hath charms to soothe the savage electromagnetic playback head, here's Jeff Love and the orchestra to wind up our sound roundabout with the sweetest sound of all. And whatever the sound, from now on, you've got it taped.
The musical excerpts used in this specially produced Grundig show are available on EMI tape records, which will play on your new Grundig machine. They can be purchased through your local dealer.